Hello. We are about to embark on a journey to a faraway place. A planet very similar to ours, but with its own evolutionary history. It's called Ankara. Humans will visit this place one day, but we don't have to wait. We can travel there together. Now, in our minds. Take a moment to place your human body into a comfortable position. Feel how your hips support your belly. Your belly supports your chest. Your chest, your neck, your head. Trust gravity's expert hand in shaping your physiology. If you feel so inclined, lean your head and body against a pillow. Or lie upon the ground. Settle in and close your eyes. For the next 10 or so minutes, let's forget our plans and schedules and worries. We're about to take an adventure. Fill your lungs with nourishing air and let it all go. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. Allow the sound of your breath to surround you like water. Feel its cool, calming touch. Feel the gentle undulation of the current. It's dark, but you see exceptionally well in darkness. This is your home, the ocean. Far above you, a faint light flickers. Listen. Do you hear the dull echo of thunder? As the sound rolls over you, feel the graceful length of your body. You are shaped like a long, thin tube. A large hollow opening starts at your mouth and stretches all the way through you. Let's just say you're shaped like ziti or rigatoni. Or even penne pasta. Take a moment to breathe into your form, to appreciate the long line of you as your hollow shape pushes through the vast ocean. You move through this water thanks to thousands of tiny feet that cover your noodly inside. Feel the gentle tickle of the water as you paddle all those tiny, tiny feet. Their forces combined, these tiny propellers take you where you need to go, zigging and zagging up, up, up towards the light. And they do more than help you move. At the base of each foot is a microscopic mouth that filters the surrounding water for tasty plankton. You are pretty frickin' intricate. Not to mention adept at multitasking. As you approach the water's surface, you increasingly feel the storm's power. Commotion mounts around you. The wave's force crashes into your sides and spirals through your middle. In perfect unison, your thousands of tiny feet push themselves flat against your inside as you catch a current and ride it toward the surface. Look, as you approach, dazzling orange flecks land on the water's surface. They glisten in contrast to the stormy sky above. It's enchanting. You must get closer, so you scrunch yourself up and blast out of the water. Shooting up into the wind. Suddenly, you feel your sides push together, and your boneless body changes shape from a long ziti pasta into a big, flat parachute. You are instantly snatched up by a gust of wind, and up you go. You are surfing the storm's winds. Winds and rain rage around you, but you are thrilled. Higher, higher, higher. As you soar, you see wind gusts full of shimmering orange flecks dancing around you. Some stick to you, and you can taste the tangy, sweet citrus of those seeds. There must be a pink jew tree nearby. You love pink jew seeds. They will pass through your digestive system fairly intact and will find root at the bottom of the sea, where a 1,000-year-old pink jew tree will begin its life cycle. Rotate your body, letting the orange seeds decorate every bit of you. A hint of sunlight pokes through the domineering clouds, making you iridescent. Revel in your beauty. Revel in the limitless sensation of flying. Fully glistening and satisfied, you contract from the center of your glider shape. Your thousands of tiny feet push against one another, reopening your hollow center with a cheeky pop. You plunge back into the ocean's depths. A feeling of calm contentment fills you as the noisy storm falls further away. Your watery home surrounds you with love. Each tiny air bubble traces your ziti body as you float, float, float away into a dream. Hi. Welcome back from blissful sleep, my gorgeous noodly friend. Feel the water all around you and feel yourself elongate in it. Feel the sun shine upon you in your calm, shallow water. Stretch into a new sense of awareness. Your mind is evenly distributed all over you. Look with the visual sense organs all over your body. You can see all the little creatures scurrying about the coral reef below you. You can see in every direction around you all at once. Every slight change in temperature, chemical content, color, and even magnetic field is detectable by every inch of you. Your world is so full of color. Behold this dazzling view of your underwater home. Suddenly, you sense a change in the water's chemistry. A wave of warm, tingly pleasure ripples through your body, and you move towards this new presence. It feels, at the same time, safely familiar and mysteriously exciting. You begin to see a dark shape floating towards you. It's another of your kind. The length of your body pulsates with attraction. Your kind doesn't have differentiated sexes. You and all others like you have glands that can secrete two different liquids of genetic material. Which one you secrete depends on who you meet. If you're bigger than your sweetie, you'll secrete one. If you're smaller, the other. Details, details. Right now, you simply wish to embrace this creature. They seem equally interested in locking lips, and once you make contact, you feel a rush of swooning pleasure. So much so that you want more of your body to touch. Even more. You and the other begin shifting and contorting. You notice they are growing their circumference to accommodate you, so you begin inverting your entire body. The fragile inner part of you, with its mouth and legs and delicate sensory organs, sucks onto the corresponding part of them, and soon you are entirely inside out, fully engulfed by the other. You can feel your 1,000 little legs interlacing with theirs. you can feel your thousands of little mouths exchanging fluids. You float like this for only a moment or two, so engulfed by the experience that it seems an eternity. Soon, the other, who has cradled you so snugly and pleasurably, shudders and releases their grip on you. They wriggle away, and there's a good chance you'll never see them again. The fertilized embryonic fluid is caught by a current and drifts away from you. You begin to invert right way around, and soon you no longer sense those millions and millions of tiny eggs, the products of this beautiful moment. Some of them will survive long enough to enter the first stage of life as a tiny worm, but only a few of them will grow up to be like you. A graceful, gorgeous little pasta creature who can contort into all sorts of shapes, surf wind gusts, and even find love, however brief. Welcome back to Earth. You're free to refill your mind with all the little worries and banalities that seem so important in the moment. In the next episode of Meditations, we will transform into a little water bear that is Earth's best contender for most plentiful organism in the galaxy. Until then, see if you can transport back to the oceanic depths of Ankara, where for a brief moment, you made sumptuous love as a pasta-shaped octopus. Episode 1 of Meditations, the new Space-Time Diaries project. Written by Janice Morgan and Gon Patel. Composed by Manuel Batulé. Co-produced by Manuel Batulé, Daniel Linus, and Gon Patel.